All right, friends, it's HoopBall promo time. This is big because this is our 2020-2021 NBA season product rollout, and I am so excited to tell you about what we've got. We almost never push our HoopBall products, but this is the window of the year where we need to power that engine. So let me tell you what's out. We've got our draft guide, our flagship shining beacon to the most comprehensive draft guide in fantasy. We cover all over 400 players this season with future access pass to our Brewski 150. Now, if you don't know what the Brewski 150 is, I'm here to give you the need-to-know info. This is the fantasy draft list that has beaten every other list for 10 straight years. And new this year for HoopBall, we're unveiling our monthly membership plans featuring our fantasy pass, draft guide, Brewski 150, our new DFS pass, premium in-season tools, as well as our wager pass for sports bettors. Everything you need, we've got you covered. 365 around the clock, HoopBall Tools is your one-stop shop for your NBA treasure trove of fantasy need-to-know information. All that you need and more, check us out. Head to hoop-ball.com or follow at HoopBallFantasy on Twitter now. Check it out, give us a follow, get your tools, and win your league. All right, friends, it's HoopBall promo time. This is big because this is our 2020-2021 NBA season product rollout, and I am so excited to tell you about what we've got. We almost never push our HoopBall products, but this is the window of the year where we need to power that engine. So let me tell you what's out. We've got our draft guide, our flagship shining beacon to the most comprehensive draft guide in fantasy. We cover all over 400 players this season with future access pass to our Brewski 150. Now, if you don't know what the Brewski 150 is, I'm here to give you the need-to-know info. This is the fantasy draft list that has beaten every other list for 10 straight years. And new this year for HoopBall, we're unveiling our monthly membership plans featuring our fantasy pass, draft guide, Brewski 150, our new DFS pass, premium in-season tools, as well as our wager pass for sports bettors. Everything you need, we've got you covered. 365 around the clock, HoopBall Tools is your one-stop shop for your NBA treasure trove of fantasy need-to-know information. All that you need and more, check us out. Head to hoop-ball.com or follow at HoopBallFantasy on Twitter now. Check it out, give us a follow, get your tools, and win your league.
The following is a HoopBall presentation.
Welcome to the Box Score Breakdown Show, a HoopBall presentation. This episode is brought to you by Hawaiian Isles Kona Coffee Company. Taste the Kona difference. Head over to HawaiianIsles.com or Amazon and get some delicious coffee. Hey everybody, my name is Adrian Benjamins. Unfortunately, I am rolling solo on tonight's show. Corbin was supposed to join me, but he's a little bit under the weather, so I apologize in advance. It's never as fun doing these shows, it's a lot more fun doing these shows with somebody. It's a lot easier, you know, when it's a conversation than when I'm rambling by myself, so I apologize in advance. I'm going to do the best I can to just give you guys the best of what happened in this seven-game slate here tonight. Some really great games. So let's jump right into it. I'm going to start off with the Washington Wizards and the Detroit Pistons. This is one of the games I was actually, oddly, most excited to see, because with Andre Drummond out, with Blake Griffin out, I picked up Christian Wood in a few leagues, streaming him. Also wanted to see, you know, could Markieff Morris be a guy worth picking up? Maybe Bruce Brown on the Wizards side. They've got injuries themselves with Thomas Bryant out. Mo Wagner is out. So really curious, you know, can guys like Davis Bertans, can they really come through with some solid lines? So this was one of the games I actually wanted to watch the most. So let's jump right into it. The Wizards getting the win 133-119. I'm going to go over the Washington side of this game first. And, you know, I guess I'll start with an injury. Rui Hachimura left this game in, I believe, the third quarter with a growing contusion. That does not sound fun. That does not sound pleasant. So, you know, only played 17 minutes, so 7 points, 2 rebounds. Let's hope it's nothing serious. And in his absence, we saw Bertans get 36 minutes, 17 points, 3 assists, 4 rebounds for him. Bonga played 20 minutes, but only got 9 points. Really not much of a stream there. Ian Mahaney's an interesting guy in deeper leagues. You know, with the injuries to this front court, he's starting. And, you know, tonight was okay. 9 points, 1 block, 1 assist, 8 rebounds. He shot 3 of 4 from the field, 3 of 5 from the line. Somebody I'm keeping an eye on in some really deep leagues where I'm really desperate for some center help. The other probably big story on the Wizards side is Isaiah Thomas back and not only getting the start, playing 26 minutes and putting up actually a really nice game here. 23 points with 6 assists, 1 rebound, 1 block, 5 threes. He shot 9 of 13. You guys, I would maybe go check to see if this guy's sitting on your wire. He was available in a lot of my leagues and some deeper leagues. So this guy could be available if you need point guard help. I think, you know, he really got off to a rough start to the start of the season because of the injury issues. Came back, was okay, got hurt again, but this is a really good sign. And we know the Wizards could really use some point guard help. So I think he would make a really interesting add. Bradley Beal was fantastic. 35 points, 10 assists, 1 steal, 3 rebounds, 5 threes on 12 of 24 shooting. He was 6 of 7 from the line. This is a really good game from him. I mentioned Bertans came off the bench, but 36 minutes, he scored 17 points, a block, 3 assists, 4 rebounds. He added 3 threes, shot 6 of 11 from the field, 2 of 3 from the line. He should not be available in any leagues with, again, with the injury to Thomas Bryant, Mo Wagner. Bertans is just going to get all the run he can handle in this front court. Really good shooter, floor spacer. I think he's definitely, if he is still available in your league, he's a standard league guy. Make sure that he's not sitting out there. Ish Smith got pushed to the bench with Isaiah Thomas returning. He played 22 minutes, but actually had a pretty good line here. 10 points, 7 assists, 4 boards, 5 defensive stats with the 2 blocks and 3 steals, shot 4 of 9 from the field. It's a pretty good game from him. So other than that, I think that's about it for the Wizards. Let's jump over on the Pistons. And as I said earlier, man, I was really curious specifically to see how Christian Wood did tonight. And, you know, was not bad. 12 points, a steal, a block, 1 assist, 6 rebounds on 5 of 10 shooting. He was 2 of 8 from the line, which isn't great. But I think this guy's worth a pickup. I expect Blake maybe to miss at least a game or two. I think we're going to see Andre Drummond back likely in the next one. So, you know, I don't know. It's kind of just a streaming play for Christian Wood, unless you're buying into the narrative that maybe the Pistons end up blowing up this team. Maybe there's some buzz and some rumors that Drummond could get moved, Blake Griffin could get moved. That would really open things up for Christian Wood. So if you do have the luxury to stash him in deep leagues, I think that makes a lot of sense. And you need a short-term streamer, I think that makes a lot of sense as well. Now, Markieff Morris got the start and played 33 minutes, and he actually put up a nice line. 22 points, a steal, 3 assists, 5 boards, 1 3 on 8 of 13 shooting from the field. Another guy who's probably worth an add in the short term if you need some help. Luke Kennard should also trend upwards, and the minutes were definitely there. 37 minutes, shot 6 of 11 for 14 points. He added 6 assists, 6 rebounds, and always good for some threes. Had 2 threes tonight. Another guy that I think could be an interesting add as like a short-term streamer again is Bruce Brown. You know, we see his usage go up when Blake is not on the floor, so started in this one, played 27 minutes, had a fantastic game. 20 points, 2 blocks, 1 steal, 3 assists, 6 rebounds, 2 threes. He was a perfect 8 of 8 from the line, 5 of 10 from the field. He makes a lot of sense. I don't trust, you know, Thonmaker or Snell. Don't really trust those guys. A guy who can be trusted, and I saw him dropped in a lot of places, is Derrick Rose. 22 points, 1 steal, 8 assists, 6 rebounds, 2 threes on 8 of 17 shooting from the field. He was a perfect 4 of 4 from the line. So that's basically it from this game. I want to double check I didn't miss anything else. I think that's about it. All right, let's jump over to game 2. The Cleveland Cavaliers taking on the Toronto Raptors. Not much of a surprise here. The Raptors getting the victory, 133 to 113. Let's check in on the Cleveland side of this game first. And man, finally, a pretty nice game here from Darius Garland. 20 points, 2 steals, 5 assists, 2 rebounds, and 4 threes. This guy is on a lot of waiver wires in a lot of leagues. I think this is a guy who, as the season goes on, we'll put it together slowly, and this could be a guy in the second half of the season that is much better than what he's been so far the first 8 weeks of the season. So you guys, really flashing some upside here tonight with the 4 threes, the 2 steals, 5 assists. Look, it's not going to be like this every night. You know, it's going to be a rocky road. It's going to be somewhat of a roller coaster, but I do think that Garland is kind of this interesting stash for the second half of the season. So keep an eye on that. Tristan Thompson's kind of been trending down after that really hot start. He's kind of cooled off, but this is actually a good game from him. He had 18 points, 3 assists, 8 rebounds. He shot 9 of 14. Now, didn't give you any defensive stats, but I'm pretty happy with the 18 points, the 8 rebounds, and shot well from the field, so you'll take that. Colin Sexton doing what he does, which is score the ball. 25 points on 10 of 16 shooting. That's actually a really nice shooting. Was also 5 of 6 from the line, so the percentages are nice tonight from Sexton. 4 assists, 5 rebounds. This is a pretty good game from him. Kevin Love, this one is disappointing. Only 9 points and 4 assists. Actually, the assists are nice. 4 assists, 7 rebounds. But the 9 points is somewhat of a buzzkill here. 1-3 on 4 of 10 shooting. So, yeah, it's a little bit of a bummer. Seti Osman with doing his thing, which is, you know, low-end lines usually. 12 points with not much else. Did have a steal and assist, 2 boards and 3 threes, but just a real late-value guy. So hopefully you guys are not rostering or counting on Seti Osman in standard leagues. Off the bench, they did not get much production from anybody. Clarkson with only 9 points in 23 minutes. We know he could go off for some nice scoring games, but tonight wasn't one of those nights. Larry Nance with only 23 minutes. He put up 7 points, 3 assists, 6 rebounds. Kevin Porter is a guy who we've seen flash the last week, and he only had 9 points, 4 assists, 1 rebound, and this one, 1-3. So really tough to rely on these guys in standard leagues. I would definitely have Larry Nance on my roster if he was available. I think there's a really good chance that Kevin Love's going to get moved, and I think that would really open things up for Larry Nance. All right, that's about it for the Cavs. Let me just double check. I just wanted to make sure there are no injuries or anything I missed. Let's jump over to the Toronto side of this game, and man, I guess I'll start with Spicy P, Pascal Siakam. 33 points, 4 assists, 4 rebounds, 5 threes on 13 of 24 shooting, 2 of 2 from the line. This is an outstanding game. I guess if I had to gripe about anything. He didn't have any defensive stats, but I'm guessing if you played Siakam tonight, you probably not even you're not upset at all, or you probably don't even care. A guy that I dropped in a lot of leagues, and I'm a little bit bummed about it, or I definitely have some remorse about it, is Norman Powell has just been pretty solid filling in for Fred VanVleet. Now, we're hearing that VanVleet is close. I believe Coach Nurse said that he's getting close. So I think we're going to see VanVleet back this week. And I got a lot of shares of VanVleet. So I'm hoping he comes back sooner rather than later. But again, Norman Powell, man, this is as good as it gets if you're streaming Powell. 26 points on a very efficient 11 of 15 shooting, 4 of 6 from downtown, gave you 5 defensive stats with 4 steals and a block, 5 assists, 6 rebounds. This ride likely is going to come to an end soon with the return of VanVleet, but man, just keep him locked and loaded in your lineup as a short-term stream until then, because he's just been really solid. Really happy to see Lowry put up a good game in this one as well. 20 points, 11 assists, 4 rebounds, and 3 threes on 6 of 13 shooting. He was 5 of 8 from the line. Let's hope that he can get rolling again and stay healthy, because he should be pretty good. And let's go to a guy who had been pretty hot, Mark Gasol. Kind of cooling off a little bit in this one with 8 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, a steal. He shot 4 of 9, but he should be just fine. OG Anunoby's been a little up and down lately. 12 points here tonight. 1 steal, 1 assist, 9 rebounds. You're sticking with him. I think he's going to be fine. Just locked in the starting lineup for good minutes, and I just love I really love his game. And okay, so off the bench we saw Serge Ibaka, 14 points, a block, an assist, 5 boards on 6 of 10 shooting. And then other than that, with, you know, a lot of these guys coming back now, with Gasol and Lowry back and whatnot, really hard to trust anybody else on this roster. Okay, let's jump over to the next game. Let's keep on rolling here. The Dallas Mavericks taking on the Milwaukee Bucks. The Mavericks shocking the Bucks. I believe the Bucks were on an 18-game winning streak here. So, man, this one was a shocker, especially with no Luka Doncic in the lineup. Now, we are hearing that Luka is responding well to treatment on that injured ankle. And, man, we just see some of these young guys just bounce back so fast, man. Trae Young at the beginning of the season, man, when Trae Young went down in that game in the beginning of the season, it looked bad. Like, he had to be helped off the floor. I think he ended up missing, like, 2 games. So these young kids, man, they've got young blood, and they just bounce back. So I think we're going to see Luka, like, you know, there were some reports that it could be a 2-week absent. I think we're going to see him back maybe towards the end of the week. So, of course, if you have Luka, man, you cannot wait for this guy to be back. He has been one of the best players in fantasy this year. One of the best surprises. He's been a revelation. So hopefully we see him back. And just a great victory here tonight for the Mavericks, shocking the Bucks, 120 to 116. Let's take a deeper look in the Dallas side of this one. Let's start with Porzingis. And, you know, I feel like ever since Luka's gone down, and, you know, small sample size, he hasn't been gone that long, but it really feels like Porzingis is getting a little boost in usage. And we're really seeing it in the box score. 26 points with 2 blocks, 4 assists, 12 rebounds. He just gets a lot more offense. Took 19 shots in this game. So he just sees a lot more offense when Luka's not on the court. And so outstanding game for him. 4 threes tonight. And I don't know if I said 4 assists already, but just a nice all-around game from Porzingis. You know, some of these other guys that benefiting, of course, Jalen Brunson getting the start, playing 32 big minutes, 13 points, 11 assists, 4 rebounds, 1 steal, 1-3 on 4-of-9 shooting. He was perfect 4-4 from the line. There was some thought that DeLon Wright was going to be the pickup. It looks like it's Jalen Brunson, because Wright played 19 minutes compared to Brunson's 32 minutes. You're going to, of course, always go with the minutes and pick up Jalen Brunson. But again, I don't think Luka's going to miss too much time. But hey, if you're in a situation where you can use a streamer for a few games, maybe even a full week, Brunson's your guy if you need some point guard help. Hardaway was definitely disappointing in this one. You'd like to think that he would get a boost in usage, and he only scored 6 points in 24 minutes, only shot 1 of 10, so just was not falling for him. Also, maybe had a little foul trouble in this one, had 4 fouls, so that could have attributed to the low minutes. Dwight Powell's been disappointing. He definitely had some foul trouble here tonight. 5 fouls in 19 minutes, so foul trouble likely got him. Only had 4 points. I would stick with him, though, if you got him. A guy who could still benefit with Luka out. Finney Smith had a nice game. 15 points, 1 block, 1 assist, 8 boards, 3 threes on 6 of 11 from the line. But, you know, we know Finney Smith, kind of a low-end guy, is prone to every once in a while have a nice game, but for the most part, it's going to average out to like a low-end value guy. Off the bench, they actually, man, they got a nice game from Seth Curry. 26 points, 4 assists, 5 rebounds, 4 threes on 9 of 15 shooting. He was 4 of 4 from the line. This guy could be worth an add as well with Luka out. We've seen him blow up for some big games last week, and then, you know, sometimes we see him disappear. But, man, getting some good run off the bench, we know he can light it up. He can score the 4 threes tonight. We know he can shoot. So if you need some help in points and threes, he could be worth a look as well. Let's see. Other than that, not much else to add. Just going to double check here that I'm not missing any injuries. Nope, no injuries. Nothing. Okay, let's jump over to the Milwaukee Bucks side. And you know I got to start with Giannis Antetokounmpo. 48 points, a steal, a block, 4 assists to go along with 14 boards. He was 11 of 16 from the line. He gave you a 3. He shot 18 of 31 from the field. It was a pretty nice game from Giannis. And with Eric Bledsoe out, you know, even without Eric, with or without Eric Bledsoe, Giannis is going to do his thing, which is he's just going to be a monster. He's a beast. A guy that I picked up in a lot of leagues, Dante DiVincenzo, 5 points. You know, the scoring wasn't really there tonight, but how about this? 4 defensive stats with 1 block, 3 steals, 9 assists, 10 rebounds. So, you know what? I played him in a lot of spots tonight, and even though the scoring wasn't there, I don't even care, man. He really helped you in a lot of other categories here tonight. And the main thing is, with Bledsoe out, starting, getting, had 30 minutes tonight, even with 5 fouls, still had 30 minutes. So, you guys, I think DiVincenzo's worth a pickup, worth the stream, and Bledsoe's going to miss at least 2 weeks. And, you know, we know Bledsoe's not the consistency of health. So, I think DiVincenzo's worth an ad, even in standard leagues, guys. Make sure he's not available. Middleton, disappointing in this one, only shot 4 of 12. For 9 points. He did have a steal and a block, 3 assists and 6 rebounds, but you'd really expect him to get a boost in usage maybe with Bledsoe out, and this one was a little disappointing. Wesley Matthews, man, I don't trust him. 6 points, 1 steal, 2 rebounds. 2 threes is nice, but his usage is so low, man. Only took 6 shots in 25 minutes, so don't really trust him. Lopez here, man, this one's a bummer. 3 points for Brolo. No defensive stats, 2 assists, 5 rebounds in just 20 minutes. So that's a little disappointing that he didn't have a nice game in this one. They got some really nice production off the bench. Kyle Korver with 17 points, 3 assists, 2 boards, 5 threes tonight for Korver. This is a fantastic game. If you're playing Korver in some deeper leagues, you got to be ecstatic about what he did here tonight. George Hill with 10 points, 2 steals, 3 assists, 2 rebounds. You know, George Hill, another guy who could definitely benefit with Bledsoe being out. But I think DiVincenzo, I would put him over George Hill. And we definitely saw that, I think, true tonight. But I also wouldn't be surprised if George Hill has a big game later this week. I would expect him to have some nice games. Ilyasova, we've seen him flash the past week or so. He had 11 points, 2 assists, 6 rebounds, a 3 on 4 of 11 shooting. Pretty good there. Again, no Bledsoe. And man, this Bucks team, tough loss. And you know, guys, I'm really looking forward to the Bucks matchup with the Lakers. I think that's later this week. Could be a preview of the finals right there, man. So that should be a fun one, man. I cannot wait to watch that one. Okay, here we go. Let's jump over to the next game. The Chicago Bulls taking on the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Thunder getting the victory 109-106. But let's check in on the Chicago side of this game first. Let's see here. Where to start? How about Zach LaVine? 39 points, 2 steals, 3 assists, 2 rebounds, and 3 threes on 15 of 25 shootings, a perfect 6 of 6 from the line. Man, his usage is so sky high. I mean, the next guy after him took like 11 shots less than him. He just is far and away the number one alpha on this team as far as offense goes, and it really showed tonight. You know, Lauri Markkanen, after a really rough start, he's been trending upwards. Tonight wasn't great scoring-wise, but I still think this is a nice line because he gave you 2 steals, 2 blocks, 13 points on 6 of 14 shooting, but 1 assist, 3 rebounds, no threes, which is definitely a bummer because we know he can definitely help you in the threes category. He was a perfect 1-of-1 from the line. Wendell Carter with 12 points, 2 blocks, a steal, 2 assists, 9 boards on 5 of 10 shooting. Thomas Satoransky, I've seen him drop in a lot of leagues. I would stick with him. You know, definitely more of a category league guy. Helps you in those roto leagues. Never going to blow you away in points. His usage is kind of low on the offensive end. 11 points, but this is what I love. 4 defensive stats, a block and 3 steals. Also giving you 6 assists, 6 rebounds, just trickling in across the board. 1-3 on 4 of 9 shooting from the field. He was 2-of-2 from the line. I think he's sitting on the wire in some of my leagues. I'll tell you what, guys, I might snatch him up here tonight in a couple places. You know, I've heard that Chris Dunn is a good pickup, and I'm okay with that. Starting can give you some good defensive stats. Again, another guy that's never going to blow you away with big scoring numbers. I mean, he only took 3 shots in this game in 30 minutes. So, you know, the usage on the offensive end is somewhat of a buzzkill. But I'll tell you what, 3 steals, 5 assists, 3 rebounds. Dunn, another guy who can get picked up, I would say, in maybe 12 team or deeper leagues, especially if you just need help in some of these defensive stats and you're not really on teams where you're good in scoring. I think Dunn could be a guy where you're like really desperate for some defensive stats. Okay, let's see. What else went down here? Oh, man, I don't even want to look at the Bulls bench, man. I really hope you guys are not counting on Thad Young or Valentine or Archie Diacono, or I hope you guys aren't rostering any of these guys unless you're in very, very, very deep leagues. And lastly, I'll just say Otto Porter, can't wait for this guy to come back. Sounds like it's going to be a while, at least, you know, maybe 3 more weeks. So that's somewhat of a buzzkill. All right, you guys, let's jump over on the Thunder side, and I'll start with Chris Paul, man. Really undervalued on draft day and really underrated, but man, This is an outstanding game, flirting with a big triple-double. 30 points, 10 boards, 8 assists to go along with 2 steals, 6 threes, very efficient, 9 of 12 shooting from the field, perfect 6 of 6 from the line. I don't even care that he had 5 turnovers tonight. I don't care. This is an outstanding game from Chris Paul. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, I think he was really hyped, kind of the opposite of Chris Paul, right? I just said Chris Paul was underrated coming in on draft day. SGA, really overrated on draft day, not really living up to the hype. 7 points, 2 assists, 1 steal, 3 rebounds. He only took 3 shots in 34 minutes, so... let's hope that this guy can turn it around, because he is a really talented young guy, and I think he could definitely start trending upwards and have a really nice second half of the season. Danilo Gallinari, man, this is beautiful. 22 points, 2 steals, 4 assists, 6 rebounds, 4 threes on 6 of 16 shooting. He was a perfect 6 of 6 from the line. Keep Danilo locked and loaded in your lineup. Steven Adams with 9 points, 11 rebounds, 1 block, 1 assist. He shot 4 of 8 from the field. Off the bench, Dennis Schroeder has been fantastic. 18 points, did have 6 turnovers, but still gave you 2 blocks, a steal, 5 assists, 4 rebounds, and 2 threes on 7 of 12 shooting from the field. He was a perfect 2 of 2 from the line. Schroeder is a guy, I really... didn't want to have anything to do with him. I thought there wouldn't be much to go around after Chris Paul and SGA, after they eat. I didn't think there'd be enough meat on the bone, but Schroeder's been pretty solid this season. And you know, even though he's coming off the bench, played 30 minutes here tonight. So, and there's times really odd. There's times where they have a 3-guard lineup on the floor, which I didn't think that would be possible. But anyways, Schroeder, if you have him, you must be pretty stoked, because you likely got him pretty late too. I do want to mention Nerlens Noel. He left this game briefly, but returned. But, only 20 minutes. He's kind of been trending downwards with Adams kind of ramping up more minutes, like Adams. But I think Noel's still worth owning. Three defensive stats from Adams here tonight with the 2 blocks, 1 steal, 9 points, 5 rebounds. And he shot 3 of 5. And if at the off chance that Adams gets moved, I think, Noel would just, his value would skyrocket. So, you know, not only has Noel been putting up enough value to be rostered in leagues, but for that off chance that Adams gets moved, I think he's worth owning for that as well. Okay, you guys, that's all I got for that game. Let's jump over to the next one. The San Antonio Spurs taking on the Houston Rockets. This was a really good game, a really tight game. The Rockets getting the victory 109-107. Let's jump in on the San Antonio side. Some beautiful lines on the San Antonio side. I don't even know where to start, but I guess I'll start at the top of the list. LaMarcus Aldridge, 19 points to go along with 13 rebounds. Really nice to see this guy back. 2 blocks, a steal, 4 assists. He even gave you a 3, shot 7 of 15 from the field, 4 of 4 from the line. DeMar DeRozan, 12 points, 5 assists, 5 rebounds, shot 5 of 13 from the field, was 2 of 2 from the line. Murray with 16 points, 1 block, 2 steals, 3 assists, 5 rebounds. Here we go. This is what we've been waiting for from DeJounte. 8 of 15 from the field. I read earlier before I started recording this that he actually got into it with James Harden. So them butting heads a little bit. Murray, an excellent defender. So, you know, I don't think he wanted to see Harden go off on him for one of those 50-point games. And I think he kind of kept Harden in check as best as possible, which is, you know, really says how good Harden is. because he still flirted with 30 points here. But anyways, DeJounte, beautiful game. Somewhat of a disappointment this year, I know, with the backcourt mess in San Antonio. But if you were hanging on to DeJounte, you got to be really happy with what you saw from him tonight, man. Definitely showing a pulse more than that. Bryn Forbes with 18 points, a steal, 2 rebounds on 6 of 9. He was 6 and 9 from downtown, 6 of 12 from the field. So a good game from him. Trey Lyles getting the start, but not doing much. 8 points and not much else. 4 rebounds, 1-3, but not much else. Man, you know, all of the point guards, all of the whole backcourt getting into the action here. Derek White with 16 points off the bench, 3 assists, 6 rebounds, 2 threes on 4 and 9 shooting. Man, that's a really good game from him. Even Rudy Gay putting up a double-double. 12 points with 12 rebounds, 1 steal, 1 block, 3 assists for Gay, 2 threes on 4 of 9 shooting from the field. It's a nice game from him as well. Poeltl getting pushed out with the return of with Aldridge looking like he's back. Aldridge playing 38 big minutes, pushing Jakob Poeltl to the bench. Poeltl only getting 10 minutes. Man, if you were hanging on to Poeltl or streaming him in some deep leagues, it looks like you could probably move on from him. Okay, not much else. Patty Mills, who put up some big games in the week, moved back to the bench for just 4 points in 19 minutes, and really not much else. Lonnie Walker, only 10 minutes. He was actually iffy coming into this game, so kind of surprised that he even played. And of course, I don't think we're really we should be counting on Lonnie Walker in any standard leagues. Okay, let's jump over on the Houston side of this game, and let me just make sure. Okay, just want to make sure I'm not missing anything. And I guess I'll start with Westbrook. 31 points, a steal, a block, 4 assists, 10 rebounds, 1-3 on 11 of 25 shooting. Didn't hurt you from the line tonight. He was shot 8 of 9 from the line. Did have 5 turnovers, but I'll tell you what, man. 31 points with 10 boards, 4 assists. I'll take this. And didn't hurt you from the line. I'll take that line from Westbrook any night. Capella with the big double-double, 15 points, 15 boards, 3 blocks of steal. He's been outstanding, man. You know, he was another guy on draft day who people kind of knocked him down a little bit on their draft board. I don't know why. I think maybe thinking with Westbrook joining this team, we know Westbrook can siphon some rebounds from the center spot. I don't know. Maybe people were scared of that, but Capella has been the normal stud that we've been used to seeing in seasons past. Really good shooting, 7 of 9 from the field, only 1 of 4 from the line, but we know free throw shooting is definitely not Capella's strong suit. And just love the 3 blocks with the big double-double, man. He's been solid. PJ Tucker's been pretty good lately, man. 9 points, 2 steals, 11 rebounds, 2 threes. You know, doing his thing. I definitely should be owned. James Harden, how did I not start with Harden? 28 points, a steal, a block, 7 assists, 8 rebounds, 4 threes on 10 of 29 shooting from the field. He was 4-4 from the line. Man, he's so good that when he scores 28 points, it kind of feels like a letdown. That's how good Harden is. He's been outstanding. A guy I'm starting to worry about, and I have him everywhere, is Daniel House. Look, he's back. He's playing good minutes, but man, 4 points. I can't remember the last time he scored in double figures. 2 steals, 1 assist, 4 rebounds. Look, we're not dropping him. He was dealing with some minor injury stuff, so who knows? Maybe he's not 100% yet. Maybe he's getting used to, you know, McLemore's kind of emerged as a guy on this team getting a lot of usage. McLemore played 29 minutes and took 11 shots for 17 points. So, you know, I don't know. Maybe House is adjusting. Stick with House. He's got the starting spot locked up. His game is perfect for being next to Westbrook and Harden and Capella and Tucker. He's just a really good glue guy next to those guys, and plays defense, does some of that dirty work. So let's hope House bounces back soon, because I've had him locked in my lineup and just put up some really low-end lines like he did here tonight. But as long as he's starting, as long as he's getting minutes in the high 20s or low 30s, I think he's going to be just fine. I mentioned McLemore earlier. He's been hot, especially on the scoring side. 17 points, 4 of 9 from downtown, 6 of 11 from the field, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal. This guy looks like, I mean, he's probably already been added because he's been so hot, but looks like he's definitely worth a roster spot. Not much else. Curious what's going to happen when Eric Gordon gets back in this lineup, but who knows when that is. And that's about it, man. Clemens, who had a nice game in the other one, I don't know if it was a DNP CD in this one. I'm not seeing any injury, so I don't know. That's a little interesting. Okay, let's go over to the next one. This one was kind of a shocker. The Memphis Grizzlies versus the Miami Heat, and the Grizzlies getting the victory 118 to 111. Let's take a look at the Miami side of this game. I'm going to start with Bam Adebayo, Player of the Week in the Eastern Conference. I believe the Western Conference Player of the Week is LeBron, but don't quote me on that. Bam, 43 big giant minutes. Didn't shoot it well. Only 4 of 12 for 14 points. But I'll tell you what, man, just filled it up with the 6 defensive stats, with the 3 steals, 3 blocks, 5 assists, 13 rebounds, man. This guy has got the is prone to flirt with triple doubles, and man, just an outstanding game. Didn't hurt you from the free throw line. 6 of 8 from the line. That's not bad. Bam has been outstanding, and I got him in a couple spots, and I'm ecstatic about it. Jimmy Butler with 25 points, a steal, 8 assists, 4 rebounds, 1-3. Man, Harden-like usage from the free throw line, 12 of 14 from the line. That's outstanding. 6 of 12 from the field. Good game from him. Kendrick Nunn with 18 points, 3 assists, 2 rebounds, 2 threes on 8 of 16 shooting. Woo, how's that for usage? Nunn taking more shots than Bam and Butler. Now, I do want to mention this team really dealing with some injuries. Goran Dragic is out. Deion Waiters, I don't know if Waiters will ever play for this team again. Suspended, and a lot of rumors that Miami's ready to move on from Deion Waiters. Justice Winslow is missing from this one. James Johnson. So Kendrick Nunn getting definitely benefiting with the loss of those guys. Another guy who's benefiting is Duncan Robinson, 12 points. Didn't do much else, but we know he's good for threes. 4 of 6 from three-point range, and 12 points. If you need threes and points, he's definitely your guy. Myers Leonard getting the start, but only playing 17 minutes. It's really... Tyler Hero played 38 minutes off the bench for 22 points, 3 assists, 5 rebounds. And you guys, my secret sneaky ad of the night, I've been thinking of picking this guy up in all leagues, and tonight, I think tonight just kind of solidified my thought that I'm going to pick this guy up. Now, I'm talking like some deeper leagues, like 12 to 14 teams and deeper. I think in standard leagues, you're probably not picking up Derek Jones Jr., but I'll tell you what, go look at his game log. He's been good like the last 3 or 4 games, getting good minutes with all of those guys out that I mentioned earlier. In 31 minutes tonight, put up 15 points. This is what I love. Can give you some defensive stats. 2 blocks, 4 steals, 1 rebound, 1-3. He's kind of got a Swiss Army knife game for fantasy, meaning can contribute across the board. So tonight with the defensive stats showing you why, I'm going to be picking him up in some deeper leagues for sure. Okay, that's about it for the Miami side of this game. Let me just double check that I'm not missing any injuries or any other thing important before I move on. Kelly Olynyk, I don't know if I mentioned him. He definitely disappointing. 0 points in 18 minutes. If you had Olynyk on your roster, I would say it's safe to move on. I just don't trust him. Okay, let's take a look at the Memphis side of this game. JJJ, 15 points, 2 steals, 2 assists, 5 rebounds, 5 threes on 5 of 14 shooting. Wasn't great from JJJ. Still love the 3 points from him, but you know, likely he'll be just fine. JJJ had some outstanding games last week, and I think he's definitely going to trend up for the second half of the season. So, of course, you're sticking with JJJ. The Wonder Kid, so far, I think, Rookie of the Year, Ja Morant, 20 points with 10 assists, 1 rebound, 2 threes on 9 of 14 shooting. This kid looks fantastic, man. Let's just hope he can stay healthy. You know, one of the things about Ja, he kind of reminds me of Westbrook, as in he goes to the rim, or he goes to the hole, to the hoop with reckless abandon, and it scares me sometimes. So really hope that Ja can stay healthy. I got him in a lot of spots this season, and my team could really use him. Jonas Valanciunas with a nice game. This was a tough matchup for Jonas going up against Bam. 21 points, 10 rebounds, 2 blocks and assists, 1-3 on a very efficient 8 of 9 shooting from the field. He was 4-8 from the line, so that's a little ugly there. But man, all in all, a pretty good game from Jonas. Jay Crowder doing his thing. You know, off and on, but I'll tell you what, man. 10 points, 2 assists, 6 rebounds, 1 block. You know, just the shot wasn't falling, but just the fact that he took 13 shots tonight, if you have Crowder in deeper leagues, I think that's a good sign. Let's see, who else? Dylan Brooks did not have it going. Likely foul trouble here. 5 fouls in 23 minutes, but we've seen him have some nice games. Brandon Clark off the bench. I really like Brandon Clark. I think he's going to be better this season into the second half of the season. He had 14 points, 9 rebounds, a block, and assists. Happy that this guy's back, and make sure he's not on the wire. And I think he's worth rostering even in standard leagues. Let's see what else. You know, DeAnthony Melton, wow. In coming off the bench in just 25 minutes, he had 16 points, a steal, 4 assists, 7 rebounds, was 9 of 11 from the field, perfect 101 from downtown, 3 of 7 from the field. I'm sorry, he was 9 of 11 from the line. I don't know if I said from the field earlier. DeAnthony Melton, man, it's just well, you know what? I think he's really taken over that backup guard spot. We thought it was Tyus Jones. It's DeAnthony Melton. He is the best point guard on this team after Ja Morant. So, you know, I was really disappointed when Melton got moved from Phoenix to Memphis, because I just didn't think there would be any minutes for Melton at all behind Morant and Tyus Jones. But man, he's so good. He stole that number 2 spot away from Jones, and I think Melton, I have him in a few deep dynasty spots, and I think the future's bright for DeAnthony Melton. He just can really fill it up across the board. Okay, all right, I'm getting a little delirious here. I'm starting to ramble, and man, this talking to yourself thing, I just can't. It's just weird. It's tough to get used to. But you know what? I'm gonna pretend I'm talking to you, listeners. So I'm not talking to myself. All right. Okay. Anything else here that we missed or that I miss? I can't think of anything. That's about it. Heat and Grizzlies. Let me just double check. No injuries on the Grizzlies side of things. Let's go to the last game of the evening. The Portland Trail Blazers taking on the Phoenix Suns. Another close game. I love it when the slate of games has mostly close, tight games. I hate it when they're all blowouts, because, you know, really tough to read the tea leaves in a blowout games, because the minutes aren't accurate. You see guys off the bench get extended runs, so it's really hard to give some fantasy analysis in blowouts. Much easier when it's a tight, close game. Another one here, the Blazers getting the victory 111 to 110. Going to jump in on the Portland side first. A lot of nice lines from Portland. CJ McCollum with 30 points, 6 assists, a steal, a block, 7 rebounds, 3 threes, 11 of 20 from the field. He was 5 of 5 from the line. Not much to say. CJ just doing his thing. Damian Lillard with 27 points, 5 assists, 3 threes on 9 of 21 shooting. He was 6 of 7 from the line. And let's see, Carmelo Anthony, 23 points. How's this? 5 defensive stats with the 3 blocks, 2 steals, 1 assist, 8 rebounds, 4 threes. Man, I'll tell you what, I laughed when Portland signed Melo. I didn't think Melo would even be a standard league guy. He's been a pleasant surprise. Look, still has his issues and deficiencies, you know, prone to have bad shooting percentages and whatnot. But man, a night like tonight showing you why he's worth rostering. Another guy who's definitely worth rostering, and I kid because should be owned in 100% of leagues, and he's a monster stud, is Whiteside. Hassan Whiteside, 10 points, 14 rebounds, 3 blocks, 1 steal, was 5 of 7 from the field. Of course, you're going to keep him locked and loaded. Kent Bazemore, a lot of debate on whether Bazemore should be rostered or is worth picking up. I actually picked him up the moment Hood went down, ended up dropping him. I kind of regret it, man, because I'll tell you what, you know, even though the shooting wasn't great, was only 4 of 10 for 11 points, but he's just locked into this starting role, getting good minutes, and 4 defensive stats here with the block, 3 steals, 1 assist, 3 rebounds, 3 threes. So, man, it's just the cash counters, the block, the steals, the 3 threes. And, you know, if the shot starts falling, these lines are going to start looking a lot better. And, you know, it's still kind of, I've got the opportunity to watch quite a few Portland games. It kind of feels like that Bazemore still kind of feeling his way on this team. And what I mean about that is, you know, this Lillard and McCollum have been together so long in this backcourt. They know exactly what they're doing. And Bazemore, you could tell, like, he's not quite sure what his role is. And I think the more he plays with the starting unit, the better he's going to become. I'll tell you what, if Bazemore is still sitting on the wire in some leagues, I'm going to make the move. I'm going to pick him up. Unfortunately, in most of my leagues, I think where I dropped him, he's already been swooped up. Okay, that's about it for Portland. Yeah, I don't really trust anyone off the wire. I know Simons is popular guy in deep leagues, but man, just 18 minutes, just really low usage, 2 points for him. And then again, nobody really else off of this bench that I trust. Let's just double check here that Mario Hezonja left this one with back spasms. So you know, not a guy that I hope we're rostering anyways in standard leagues, so hopefully that didn't affect any of you guys. Okay, let's jump over on the Phoenix side of this game. And let's see where to start. How about this? Devin Booker out. Tyler Johnson out. We're still waiting for DeAndre Ayton. So, you know, with the main, a lot of the main guys out of this lineup, some of these other guys doing some heavy lifting. Frank Kaminsky with 17 points, a steal, 5 assists, 5 boards, 2 threes on 7 of 14 shooting. Mikal Bridges with 8 points, 10 rebounds, a block, 2 steals, 3 assists. 2 of 7 from the field for Bridges, a perfect 4-4 from the line. I don't expect Booker to miss much time, but if you guys think that Booker could miss another game or two, Mikal Bridges could be worth a short stream for the meantime. Dario Saric, definitely worth playing until Ayton returns. 17 points, a steal, an assist, 7 boards, 1 3 on 6 of 10 shooting. Ricky Rubio, you know, the shooting wasn't great, 4 of 14 for just 10 points, but I love the 2 steals and the 14 assists to go along with 11 rebounds. Did have 8 turnovers, but for the most part, man, I just love what he did in the assists and rebounds category here. Actually, I should say, I just love what he did, giving you a triple-double in this one. Kelly Oubre with 24 points, 3 steals a block, 2 assists, 3 threes on 10 of 21 shooting from the field. He was a perfect 1-on-1 from the line. Oubre has just been a stud this year. I was really off of him coming into... Not that I was off of him, I just had other wing... small forward guys ranked ahead of him, and Oubre has been the best guy. I don't have that list in front of me, but if I could go back in time on draft day, I would much rather have Oubre over a lot of guys I drafted. For example, Miles Bridges was a guy I took over Oubre, and he's just been awful. Okay, off the bench, you know, they got a nice game from Baines, but I dropped Baines in a few spots just because, you know what, I should probably say Baines' line. 13 points, 3 blocks, a steal. Love those defensive stats. Assists, a rebound, 2 threes on 5 of 6 shooting. So just it, you know, Baines actually fouled out in this one. So this was probably going to be a much nicer game if he didn't have foul trouble. But I'll tell you what, with Ayton due to return soon, he's really close, guys. I think he's about a week away. I just think Baines, his time is going to be gonzo once Ayton returns. Johnson had a nice game off the bench as well. 13 points with a steal, 3 assists, 3 rebounds, 3 threes on 5 of 8 shooting. But in standard leagues, we don't really trust Johnson. Okay, you guys. Man, that's about it for the night. Again, I want to apologize for the solo show. I don't think I've ever talked this long by myself before, so I could tell my voice is going a little bit. Want to thank you guys so much for listening and for supporting the show. If you can, give me a follow on Twitter. I'm at Adrian Benjamins. Would love to hear from you guys as well. Again, my apologies. Corbin will be joining me next Monday. And I want to also thank Captain Kurt Beach for joining me last night on Sunday. Always a lot of fun talking to him. Really disappointed I didn't get a chance to talk to Corbin, another guy I really enjoy talking hoops with. So hopefully Corbin will be back on Monday. Was a little under the weather, but I think he'll be good to go for next week. Thank you guys again, and I'll see you guys later.
This has been a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.